Are you all right? Easy now. Don't get up just yet. Your head must be throbbing. You poor thing. It's okay. It's okay. I'm here to take care of you. I'm so glad you're awake. You don't recognize me, do you? No, it's okay. That's what I thought. You took quite the tumble. Can you follow my finger, please? Yeah, just like that. Back and forth. Back and forth. Good. Pardon me for getting so close to you, but I need to see if your pupils react to the light from this candle flame. There. Good. They seem responsive, and you seem responsive. That is such a relief. You think I smell good? Thank you. I'm flattered. Are you comfortable? Are the blankets warm enough for you? Here, let me tuck you in a bit better. You shifted in your sleep. I was worried you were having a nightmare. What's that? Oh, of course you have questions. Who wouldn't? Waking up alone in a new bed with a stranger standing over you. You've drifted in and out of consciousness a few times, but we haven't been able to have any real, meaningful conversation. Who am I? I'm Meg Lozia. But my friends just call me Meg. It's a little easier. What's your name? Do you remember? Okay, that's all right. You took a big tumble in the woods. I found you and brought you here to rest. There's no town nearby, but I know a few things about patching up injuries. Yeah, there's a lot of bandages on your head. Don't worry though, they look great. I think the worst is over now that you're awake and alert. Oh, how long have you been asleep? 2 days. 2 very long days. Am I a doctor? No. We're out in the middle of nowhere, in the flower fields, just outside of Adderlands. Far from the Empress and the capital, yes. I'm a perfumist. That's why I'm out here. But But the good news is that scent is the most powerful trigger for memory. I'm going to try and jog your memory, if that's okay with you. I just want to make sure you make a full recovery. And that includes you being able to remember your name. Yeah, it'll be easy for you. You'll just breathe deep and tell me if anything resonates with you. Is that okay? I'm not sure if it will help, but I think it's worth a shot. Do you want to remember who you are? Good. Good. I can't tell you how happy I am to hear that. Do we know each other? Yes. Yes, we do. But I don't want to burden you by talking about what our relationship is. Why? Well, you're an amnesiac. And the truth is, that makes you very vulnerable right now. It's not my place to tell you who you are or how close we are. I think that would be removing your agency or taking advantage of you in some way. I don't want to dictate any part of your life to you. It's your life. I'm just an observer. Thanks for understanding. I'm sorry, this must all be very confusing for you. I promise things will get better. What matters is that you survived your fall and you're warm and safe and comfortable in bed. Oh. Yeah, I should get my items for you to smell. I don't mean to stare. I just wasn't expecting you to be up so soon. And after we've tried a few things, I'll make you a nice soup, okay? Something that'll be easy on your stomach. You know, I almost left to go pick some peony flowers I saw blooming outside your window. You'll be able to see it when you sit up, but it's spring and everything is in bloom. The flowers outside look like a carpet of rainbow petals. It's just magical. Yeah, of course we can go see later, when it's not raining. Okay, here we are. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Good. Then exhale slowly. Remember, there's no right or wrong answers. I just want you to say what the scent under your nose makes you feel, and if it brings back anything specific. Please let me know if anything resonates with you, because then I can tailor the next scent to see if that gets a bigger reaction.